just in general, are you familiar with the type of work that's done in Raising Cane's?
Yes, yes. Fairly, yes. Not the modern sense of way, but as to the older type ways. I'm not a farmer. I know very little about farming. I'm a brother's farmer, but I know very little about farming and cared less about it.
What exactly does the expression chopping cotton mean?
That means as you go along, your cotton's growing until it gets a certain size. You go in and thin your cotton out. When the plant is real thick, and you thin it out to two or three or four stalks for a little hill, and clean it out and clean the weeds out to help with its growth.
Have you ever heard of the boll weevil monument in Enterprise, Alabama?
Yes, but we've never been bothered boll weevils in this country. Maybe every now and then they find a few, but very few. They've never been a problem. It's a little too far north, the boll weevil.
That's an unusual thing. You know the story behind that?
Yeah, I've heard so many stories about boll weevils. Yeah.
The fact that they erected a statue to it because the boll weevil forced them to diversify.
Yes.
By destroying the cotton.
Yes.
Which was really.
You take Mississippi and parts of Alabama and some parts of Arkansas. The boll weevil was very destructive, but in this area, as I said, we've never been bothered with. The further north you are, the less problem with boll weevils. Years ago, before they learned to spray and learned to spray and kill them, they used to have quite a few worms, or army worms they called it, in this area, which was very destructive to cotton crops. But they pretty well eradicated them through spraying and so forth.
What do you call this undesirable grass that might grow up in a cotton field?
Oh, Johnson grass.
Johnson corn. Mm-hmm. And what would you call the place where your corn and your cotton grows? You'd say it grows in a
field. Cotton field.
What about peas? Would you say?
I don't know. I guess pea patch.
Pea patch?
Yeah, because they would call that in this area because peas, beans and so forth, they're not raised in large quantities, more or less just for a family's consumption and such as that.
Do you think
so? The small roots and anything that turn reverse back to farming, anything to a small acreage, a half acre or less, something like that, you call it a patch, a watermelon patch, cantaloupe patch, that means really true. Old terms, a small area.
Right. So your idea would pass to something
that's
smaller than
small
a
small area.
Mm-hmm. I see. I asked you a minute ago if you thought of pastures as being fenced. What types of fences are you familiar with?
Well, I'm not familiar with the type of fences other than what we call a barbed wire fence. Then you're just your general type. Standard steel fence,
before,
which is used for farming, used on farms and pastures, ranches, and so on.
Before the days of wire fences, did you see any of the types that were made with nails?
No, wood, no. There was never anything like that. Maybe years and years and years ago, but not in my lifetime. I can recall having seen a rail fence in this area. They were used in eastern Tennessee and others, but here. I'm sure they were once used in this area, but not during my lifetime.
I see. Some people have these fences around their gardens or their front yards. They're usually not as massive as a rail fence. And they're usually painted white. I guess they're really more decorative than anything else. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. I don't know. Paling, maybe that was it. I don't know. Paling fence, maybe a pale, they may have called it a type of wood.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a picket fence?
Picket fence, maybe so. Picket fence is a smaller fence, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And then this picket fence is, it goes back to a type military fortification years ago, a picket. Hairs that stick up in the ground and so forth. to prevent troops from crossing the area, sharp pointed.
Right.
And this refers back to that type.
What do you call the things that you string the wire across, say if you're putting up a barbed wire?
Oh, post to post, yeah.
Have you ever seen either a wall or a fence made out of loose stone or rock?
Not in this area. I've seen them, but not in this area.
What part of the country have you seen those in?
Oh, I've seen them in Europe, most especially. And but I can't recall having seen any in America. Maybe I saw them, but I'm sure they're here, but I haven't been in the areas where they would have been. But I have seen them in Europe and England, most especially.
What would you call the material that your best dishes would probably be made of?
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made of something?